Welcome to a discussion of Ayn Rand's radical fundamental principles of freedom, objectivist perspective on rational self-interest, laissez-faire capitalism, and individual rights. Yaron Brook, Executive Director of the Ayn Rand Institute, invites you to the conversation. The Yaron Brook Show starts now on AM 560, The Answer.
So, if you shouldn't live for the state, which is what we discussed last week on the show, who should you live for? And generally, in life, what should you live for? What values should you pursue? What is life really about? Now, we've been told many stories throughout our lives. Our mothers teach us, our preachers teach us, our philosophers teach us, and they all pretty much have taught us the same thing. They've all said that when it comes to ethics, when it comes to morality, you should live for others. You should sacrifice. Sacrifice is good, they have told us. Sacrifice not in the sense of investing long term, not in the sense of giving up something and getting something in return that's maybe more spiritual, but sacrifice in the sense of suffer for the sake of others. Give something up with expecting nothing in return or something less valuable in return. We have been taught that we should be selfless. Selfless means don't think of yourself. Indeed, most of our moral teachings, most of our ethical teachings, are teachings that propound selflessness. Not on this show. Not on the Yaron Brook Show. Here we're going to talk about being self-interested as an alternative, as a more moral solution, as indeed the only moral solution to life. Why should one live for others? Why should one be selfless? Nobody has an answer. I've never heard a good answer for that one, except I told you so. We told you so. The book told you so. God, who you don't speak to directly, tells you so. So the only reason that in morality, in the morality we all live by, we should be selfless. We should live for other people's success and happiness. The only reason for that is authority. Now, I reject authority, if you haven't noticed already. This is a show that rejects authority. I want explanations. I want a reason. I want a reason. All right, so today we're going to be talking about morality, ethics. We're going to talk about self-interest. We're going to talk about Ayn Rand's view of the virtue of long-term rational self-interest and why that is the only moral proper moral code, and why most people in their day-to-day lives, they practice it. They practice that. All right, so today the show is dedicated to self-interest, but I do want to give a plug here. In a few weeks, I'm going to be in Chicago, and we at the Ayn Rand Institute are going to be doing an event. We're going to do this fantastic dinner. It's going to be to celebrate the book, Atlas Shrugged. If you haven't read Atlas Shrugged, you really should. It's kind of a cultural requirement these days. If you really want to know what this country's about, if you really want to know what's going on in the world, if you really want to know how we're being screwed by Washington, D.C., if you really want to understand what is going on in the world today, read Atlas Shrugged. I mean, it's not enough to listen to the show. You're getting good by listening to the show. You're getting a lot of information. But Atlas Shrugged is the real source of it. You should all be reading it. And it's a big book, 1,100 pages. Just do me a favor. Read the first 100, and if you can't read any more, fine. But I think you'll get hooked. I think you'll keep going. And then if you read all of Atlas Shrugged, then I've got a ton of other stuff you should read. I've got lectures you should listen to, courses you should take. If you go to AynRand.org, AynRand.org, or .com, doesn't matter, AynRand.com, you can find so many resources. But really what you should first do is read Atlas Shrugged, although going to the website is good too. Anyway, we're going to have an event, a dinner. It's a fundraising dinner, so it costs money. A lot of that money is a tax-deductible contribution to the Ayn Rand Institute, so you get to pay less taxes. That's always a good thing. It's at the Langham Hotel on June 7th. So the Langham Hotel, June 7th, it's going to be a really terrific event just coming up right around the corner. So I encourage you all to come. I'll be speaking there. But also, your own AM560's Joe Walsh will be speaking there. You got to meet Joe. I'll be signing books. You know, you can probably get Joe to sign his, your napkin or a book or something. He'll be there. He'll be giving a talk. And it's just going to be a fun event. So come on down. Now, to get information about this, it's aynrand.com, aynrand.com or .org/Chicago. aynrand.org/Chicago. aynrand.com/Chicago. Either one of them works, and you'll get to a website dedicated to this fabulous event. And, I, you know, I'd love to meet you guys. You know, some of you call in. We chat, but I know a lot of you don't call in. A lot of you are just listening there, maybe while you're driving, maybe at home on a Saturday afternoon. Some of you on iHeartRadio from all over the country. Love to meet you in Chicago. Chicago is my, you know, basically my favorite city. It's I really dedicated a lot of time and a lot of resources to the city of Chicago. And we're really, if we can change things in Chicago, if we can make Chicago capitalist, in a sense you already are, right? The spirit of Chicago is very capitalist. But if we can make Chicago more self-interested, if we can make Chicago freer, then, wow, we can change the world. Help me make Chicago freer. Make me help Chicago. Help me make Chicago a model. A model not of school district bankruptcy. A model not of cronyism and corruption. A model not of corrupt politicians and a corrupt states and bankruptcy generally, a model of freedom, a model of prosperity, a model of opportunities, a model in which everybody, poor, middle class, rich, have the opportunity to be successful, a model of equality before the law, equality before the law, equality of rights, equality of freedom. Let's make Chicago that. Wouldn't that be a great thing to do? You can support that by coming to our event in Chicago on June 7th at the Langham Hotel. You find out information, aynrand.org/Chicago, aynrand.org/Chicago. Okay, what should one live for? Well, first, we have to understand that human beings have this basic fundamental choice. The fundamental choice all human beings, and I'm sorry, I'm going into philosophy here, but it's important. The fundamental choice all human beings have is the choice between life or death. It's a choice between life and death. Once you make the choice to live, and hopefully all of you do, I don't want suicide rates going up in Chicago. By the way, suicide rates are the highest they've been in 30 years in America today, which is a depressing thought. People are not choosing life, partially because I think they're being corrupted by an evil morality. But if you choose life, then life is the standard by which you should select all your values. Values mean nothing if you choose death. What are you striving? What are you gaining? Trying to gain? What are you seeking? If it's death, there's nothing to be sought. There's nothing to live for, right? So life is a prerequisite for valuing. And life becomes, should be, must be, the standard of all value. It's implicit in the act of valuing that I'm valuing to live, to survive as a human being, which means to thrive. Your own life should be your standard of value. Now, that means that morality, what is morality? Morality is the science of valuing. Morality is a code of values to guide the important decisions in one's life, the decisions that shape one's life. So to me, morality should be about, it should be a science, it should be the study of what values lead to a successful life and what values should be avoided, what things should be avoided in order to prevent an unsuccessful life. The standard of all value should be your life. Ultimately, what you're seeking is your own happiness, is your own flourishing, it's your own success as a human being. And we all know this, right? We all want to be happy. just look at the self-help section of any bookstore, right? It's the only authors that really make any money are the self-help authors, because we all want to be happy. We want to be successful. We want to live a good life. That's why we buy these books. That's why we listen to talk radio that's supposed to give us guidance. And yet, the striving towards individual happiness gets frustrated by the conventional morality that we all live by. A morality that says, no, you should be selfless. How does that work? How can I achieve my happiness by being selfless? But that's the problem that we face in our culture today. Our morality and what we really want, what we really should want, are clashing. More on what the appropriate morality is after this break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Alex Dupree, taking a look at traffic. The inbound Eden's Lake Hook to the junction at 21. Foster to Montrose is your tight spot. No problems on the reverse. Kennedy Inno here to downtown at 35. 21 from the junction, but the flip looks pretty good. Eichen from 53 at 33 from Mannheim. 20 the reverse, even better. Stevenson in. Well, you do have your slowdown still between the Ryan and Lakeshore Drive. That tightens up. And the reverse, well, that's clear as well. The Ryan in 95th to downtown at 24 minutes. Flip, no problems. 57 and Bishop Ford still in excellent shape. Lakeshore Drive, you do have your slowdowns on the southbound ride. It's Michigan to Chicago, again between 18th and Stevenson. Northbound between Roosevelt and Jackson, again Illinois and Chicago. In a good spot on the tolls. It's currently 78 and mostly cloudy in Chicago. Tonight, 64 in thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 79 and partly cloudy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Senate Bill 3267 would introduce electronic driver tracking and charge you per mile that you drive.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
They're so desperate for money. What's next? Are they going to tax the air we breathe?
This is government at its best, taking blood from your left arm to infuse it into your right arm and spilling half of it on the ground.
We are really broke.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
Ayn Rand was a radical thinker whose philosophical novels challenged students to reconsider their views on fundamental issues. The Fountainhead, Atlas Shrugged, and Anthem. These works have become classics of American literature that never fail to engage young people and stimulate intense classroom discussion. By offering these works for free to teachers, the Ayn Rand Institute hopes to encourage greater awareness and understanding of Rand's stimulating perspective. If you're a teacher who would like Ayn Rand's books in your classroom, visit AynRand.org. This is at no cost to you. Go to AynRand.org today.
Somewhere in America, at just this moment as you sit listening to this radio show, there is a young person waiting to discover Ayn Rand's novels, waiting to have his or her life changed by the beauty of Ayn Rand's art and the logic of her ideas. Through ARI's Free Books to Teachers program, we have delivered more than 3 million copies of Ayn Rand's books to schools in every state. You can help us reach young minds today. Make your tax-deductible contribution now at AynRand.org/support.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I was afraid my grill wasn't going to make it through the summer.
Frank needed a new grill, so I showed him our entire line, including the Weber Genesis and Spirit lines.
Ace is the place that brings you the best names in grills. Literally, brings it to your house after we assemble it for you.
Now through Memorial Day, get free assembly and delivery when you buy any grill $3.99 and up, including Weber. Offer valid through May 30th. Free local assembly and delivery must be scheduled with participating Ace store. Store stock only. See store for details.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Intrigued, inspired, and possibly even angered. Welcome back to the Yaron Brooks Show on AM 560, The Answer.
So those of you who love your job, and I hope most of you love the work that you do, it's probably the most important thing you can do in life, is choose a career, choose a profession that you love, that you're excited about, that you get up every morning and go, yes, I get to do this. I mean, I love my job. I really do. I'm passionate about it. I love what I do, whether it's on the radio, whether giving speeches, whether organizing and managing the Ayn Rand Institute to try to change the world for the better. That's exciting. That's fun. Gets me up every morning all enthusiastic. Oh, mostly enthusiastic. Okay. We're not always, you know, life doesn't work that way, but mostly, right? I love what I do. And you should love what you do. Then if that's the case, if you get up every morning excited about going to work, is that because you're excited about the work that you do? It's because it makes you happy? Because you are passionate about it? It's because it's a challenge for you? Yeah, that's exactly why we're passionate, excited, love our work. It's because we love it, because it's about us as an individual. If I said, oh, wait a minute, that's inconsistent with morality. You're supposed to be selfless. But how can you love a job that you're selfless? That's a contradiction in term, right? Something that's selfless means that I don't consider my own self in it. Whether I love the job or not, I have to do it. It's a duty. It's my responsibility. I have to do it. Now, that is a horrible job. Imagine if you went to work every day, not because you loved it, not because you wanted to, not because you enjoyed it, not for the money that made it possible for you to earn a living, but because it was your duty. It was your duty. You had to do what society, what was best for society, what was best for the public, what was best for other people. And that's just horrible. What if you want to work at a job because that's what your mother wanted you to do? You wanted to be X and your mother wanted to be Y. You wanted to be a lawyer and your mother wanted you to be a doctor, so you went into medicine, but you hate medicine. That would be awful. You're making your mother happy, but you are miserable. Now, that would be horrible, but that's what we live. We live in that constant condition of doing things that we love because we love them, enjoying that. But then we feel guilty. Guilty because this isn't what we're supposed to be doing. This isn't what morality demands that we do. It isn't what ethics says is right. We're supposed to be selfless and we're being self-interested. Now, why should you feel guilty? Again, why should you live for other people? Why shouldn't you do what makes you happy? We want to do what makes us happy as Americans. It's one of the things that makes Americans unique, I think, in the world, is America is built on a foundation of happiness, the pursuit of happiness. It's right there in our founding document. And we built a government, we built a social system to protect us, to leave us free so we could pursue our happiness. That's the whole purpose of our system of government. It's to enable the pursuit of our individual happiness. But then, again, we're told that the only way to be moral, the only way to be good is to be selfless, is to sacrifice, is to give up the pursuit of happiness. I say, to hell with that. I'm not going to be selfless. Why should I be selfless? I want to live. I've chosen life, and therefore I've chosen happiness. My whole mission in life is to figure out what's going to make me happy and how do I achieve it. And it's not that what makes human beings happy is some, you know, some flaky thing or some irrational thing or some, I don't know, some unknowable thing. I think we know pretty much what makes people happy. It's having great relationships with other people. It's having a job, a profession, a productive activity that one loves. Maybe that's the most important thing. Having a great, great, great career. We spend more time in our jobs than we do anywhere else, including our families. Better make it important. That's what leads to happiness. In other words, what leads to happiness is being human. It's pursuing what is uniquely human. And what is that? What is that? All right. So what is it that makes human beings successful? What is it that makes human beings thrive? What is it that makes human beings survive? What makes it possible for us to survive? Thumbs? No. Society? No. No, because society is just a group of individuals. What makes you or any individual, what is it makes it possible for us to survive as a species? Right? How do we hunt? How do we get food, in other words? We hunt it. But a physical species, we're not very good hunters. We're not very good hunters. You try running down a bison and biting into it. We're slow. We're weak. We have no claws. We have no fangs. We just don't have the capacity. We don't have the capabilities. So to pursue life, if we've chosen to live, we have to use something that's not physical. We have to use a capability that we have as human beings that makes us unique, that makes it possible for us to hunt. Because to hunt successfully, to get that bison down, we need to use a bow and arrow, a spear, a gun. We need to have a plan. We need to make a trap. We need to communicate with our other hunters so that we all, as a group, go after this bison. All of those things, making weapons, making traps, communicating with others, having a plan, all require one aspect of being human that is the most crucial, that is the essential. That is, they all require using our own minds. They all require using our own minds. Thinking. Using reason. The most important value to human beings is our mind, is our intellect, is our reasoning capability. It's no accident, again, I mention this almost every show, that America was a culmination of the age of reason. 1776 to 1776 is at the peak of the Enlightenment, the age of reason. It's when we realized as a culture, our intellectual leaders came to the realization, discovered that reason is man's means of survival. Reason is the most important value that you as a human being have. Rational thought is the most important virtue. The most important activity you can engage in is thinking, 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 if you want to be successful as a human being. And the role of government, the role of the state, the role of the country is to protect our ability to think. That's the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, is the protection of our ability to think. The enemy of thought is coercion. The enemy of thought is the thug. So if you want to live, you have to think. If you want to live a successful life, you have to think. If you want to be self-interested, you have to think. All of my view of morality boils down to this one idea. Think, think, think. Figure out what you need to do to survive. Which means, what do you need to do to survive? You need to produce. You need to change the environment to fit you. You need to, in a modern economy, you need to make money. At whatever level you can. But you need money. You need money to buy a house, to buy food, take care of your kids. Get them a good education. You need money. And the way to make money is by thinking, figuring out whether you're an entrepreneur, wants to start a business, whether you want to be a programmer, whether you want to be an artist. All of those fields require study, thought. So be productive. If 10,000 years ago, it meant figuring out how to build a better weapon, figuring out how to carve up the animal more effectively, more efficiently, how to make clothes from its skin, how to use the meat and preserve the meat and cook the meat so that you could survive. Today, it's about how to get the best job that you will enjoy, that you will have passion around, but will also fund you, will also make it possible for you to live, for you to survive, for you to thrive, for you to gain the material values necessary for your own life, for your own survival. So being productive, productiveness is a key virtue. Think, think, think. And the key place, the key thing to think about is how to be productive, where to be productive, when to be productive. All right. What you're listening to is Ayn Rand's Morality or Moral Code or Ethics boiled down for you on AM 560 on the Iran Book Show. We'll talk more about ethics, morality, and being self-interested after this.
We're so excited about our sold-out golf outing at the Bolingbrook Golf Club coming up on Thursday, June 16th, to benefit Operation Support Our Troops America.
If you weren't able to get in this year, don't worry. You can still reserve a tee time at the Bolingbrook Golf Club anytime this spring or summer by visiting bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
And thanks to the sponsors who are making our golf outing possible.
Agostino's Rock and Roll Deli, Fox River Periodontics, Kyojo, Remax Professionals, Automated Systems Incorporated, and Pearl Mortgage.
Fox News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. Tropical Storm Bonnie has formed off the coast of South Carolina, the first to threaten the U.S. this year.
Heavy rain and gusty winds are already moving into the southeastern U.S. High surf and rip currents will be dangerous this holiday weekend along the coast, with isolated flash flooding possible over parts of the Carolinas up towards Virginia.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. Democrat Bernie Sanders telling supporters today in Santa Barbara, California, he hopes Donald Trump will change his mind once again. Trump now says he's not interested in debating Sanders after all.
Donald Trump initially said yes, then he said no, then he said yes, then he said no.
The presumptive GOP nominee says he's decided a one-on-one showdown with Sanders would be inappropriate despite interest from television networks. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Alex Dupree, taking a look at traffic. Eden's in, Lake Hook to the Junction, 21 minutes. Pretty steady there with that delay from Foster on into the Junction, but no problems on the flip. Kennedy Eno here to downtown at 38 from the Junction, 21. The reverse looks good. Ike, pretty good both ways. Stevenson in, 355 to the drive at 36 from the Tri-State, 25. The inbound ride between the Ryan and Lakeshore Drive is where you had your biggest headache, but no problems on that flip. Ryan in, 95th to downtown at 24. You're going to see that stop-and-go action starting at 47th, heading on into the Stevenson. 57, Bishop Ford, they're clear. Lakeshore Drive has the southbound delays north of Chicago, also 18th to the Stevenson, and northbound between Roosevelt and Jackson, again, Illinois to Chicago. The tolls are clear. It's currently 78 and mostly cloudy. Tonight, 64 with thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 79, partly cloudy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
When The Fountainhead was first published more than 70 years ago, Ayn Rand's bold literary vision and groundbreaking philosophy of individualism captured the world's attention. Initially rejected by 12 publishers as too intellectual, the novel became an instant classic and continues to provoke heated debates. What motivates a creative thinker? Is it a selfless desire to benefit mankind, a hunger for fame, fortune, and accolades, the need to prove superiority, or is it a self-sufficient drive to pursue a creative vision independent of others' needs or opinions? Ayn Rand addresses these questions through her portrayal of Howard Rourke, an innovative architect who, as she puts, struggles for the integrity of his creative work against every form of social opposition. It's also the story of his love affair with a woman who seeks to defeat him. The Fountainhead is as relevant today as it was when Rand first penned it. The novel was also a personal landmark for Rand. In Howard Rourke, she presented for the first time the uniquely Ayn Rand hero, man as he could be and ought to be. Order your copy today at Amazon.com. The Ayn Rand Institute campus is an exciting online destination offering free e-courses on Ayn Rand and her revolutionary philosophy of objectivism. Whether you recently picked up your first Rand book or have been reading her novels and nonfiction for years, ARI Campus has something for you. On campus, you'll discover a variety of multimedia courses covering Rand's literary classics, specific aspects of thought, and how to apply her ideas to your life. Get started today at campus.aynrand.org. See you on campus.
Ayn Rand was a radical thinker whose philosophical novels challenged students to reconsider their views on fundamental issues. The Fountainhead, Atlas Shrugged, and Anthem. These works have become classics of American literature that never fail to engage young people and stimulate intense classroom discussion. By offering these works for free to teachers, the Ayn Rand Institute hopes to encourage greater awareness and understanding of Rand's stimulating perspective. If you're a teacher who would like Ayn Rand's books in your classroom, visit AynRand.org. This is at no cost to you. Go to AynRand.org today.
Raj Shah, host of Secure Retirement Radio.
You don't have to go underwater anymore. You don't need to go down in that hole with your portfolio and dig yourself out. You can actually put a floor so you never go down ever again and get into a strategy where you just continue to make growth. So not only that your principal is protected, but whatever gains you make, those are protected as well.
Tune in for Secure Retirement Radio with Raj Shah, Sunday mornings at 7 here on AM 560, The Answer.
Mike Rowe here with a quick IAQ test from my buddy Bill.
Wait, I didn't study.
IAQ stands for Indoor Air Quality, something 1 hour excels at.
Well, I aced my SATs, so...
Yes or no, do you breathe inside your home?
Yeah.
And what do you breathe?
Air.
And what's in that air?
Air?
Sorry, we were looking for dust mites, household pollutants, even formaldehyde.
Wait, I need to move.
Or you could call 1 hour and improve your IAQ.
That sounds smarter.
Let's see how you do with the disclaimer.
Each independent franchise is licensed in its respective state or county.
Not bad.
Yaron Brook, executive director of the Ayn Rand Institute, speaks to audiences around the world, promoting Ayn Rand's ideas in talks and books. Now, he's on your radio, here on AM 560, The Answer.
So what I'm telling you, and this is different and revolutionary, you won't hear any preacher, you won't hear any almost no philosopher arguing this, is to be moral means to think about what will make your life the best life that it can be. But it has to involve thinking. Your emotions won't do it. You see, our emotions are these automatic responses to stuff that we've already decided about, that we came to conclusions about. It might be right, it might be wrong, who knows? You might have been a little kid and some dog really scared you. And every time you see a dog now, you're scared, whether that's justifiable or not. You can undo that emotion, but it takes work. That's what a good psychotherapist would actually do, is discover the premises behind your emotions, the emotions you don't like, and help you undo them. But it's hard, and most psychotherapists are lousy. They have no idea what they're doing. So, you know, that's why emotions are very difficult. Sometimes emotions are also very short-term. Oh, I want to be high right now. So the cocaine is will give me that high. The pot will give me that high. But is it good for me long-term? Is this going to help me pursue a better life? Certainly with cocaine, we have plenty of evidence to suggest that the answer is no. The answer is no. So, you see, being self-interested, being properly, rationally self-interested, requires real work. And what I mean by work is it requires a lot of thinking. It requires standing back and saying, for everything, for every important thing that you do in your life, is this really good for me long-term? Is this relationship good for me? It makes me feel good right now, but is it making me feel good for the right reason? Is this person a good person? Is this person a value to me as a human being? Or are they just making me feel good in the moment? That's hard to do. It's hard to separate yourself from your emotional state. It's hard to step back when everybody pushes you in a particular direction. It's hard to tell the group, wait a minute, I don't know if I want to jump off the cliff just because everybody else is jumping off the cliff. Let me take a minute. I need to think about this. They might even call you a nerd. You're thinking? Thinking? That's nerdy. No, that's human. That's what it means to be a human being. Engage the gray matter. Think. Observe. Integrate. Figure stuff out. Yes, that's what life is about. It's about figuring stuff out. It's why, to me, math and science education are so important in school. Because math and science education teach you how to think, how to figure stuff out. And when we devalue them, we devalue thought. We devalue reason. We devalue the capacity of children to use their mind. And we teach them not to use their mind, which is what's happening today. We're teaching our kids to emote. We're teaching our kids to feel. We're teaching our kids to have their lives guided by emotions. And then when that doesn't turn out to be good, because it doesn't, if you live your life based on emotion, you're going to screw up. You're going to mess up your life. Then they whine. We all whine. We complain. And we ask others to help us. We demand that they help us. This is the welfare state. This is the entitlement mentality. This is the whining mentality of kids on campus who can't tolerate to be offended, can't tolerate to be challenged because their emotions get upset. We live in an emotionalist and emotion-worshipping society today, instead of the kind of society that brought us the founding of America, that brought us the Enlightenment, that brought us the greatness that is America, that brought us capitalism, that brought us freedom. That age was called the Age of Reason. That was what was worshipped. Reason was worshipped. We venerated reason, the mind, thinking. Don't say the Founding Fathers were religious and therefore they venerated faith, because they didn't. Even the existence of God, Jefferson tells us, has to be proven by reason. And since it can't, okay, let's not go there. So if you want to be moral, according to Ayn Rand, according to me, but think about it, it should be ultimately according to you. The most important thing you can do is to think and to think about, not just think about anything, think about, is the action I'm going to take good for me? Are the values that I'm picking, are the values that I'm choosing good for me? What kind of values are good for a rational thinking human being? What values lead to happiness? What values lead to success? What values are good? Well, we talked about one, being productive, having a career, taking your work seriously, making the most of it so you enjoy it, so you love it, so you're passionate about it. So you enjoy getting up every morning to do your work, to do your job, to pursue your career. You know, people who have those kind of jobs, they're really happy. Because to me, that's, you know, think. But number two is, do something that you're passionate about. Be productive. Have a career that you love. Right? All right. Today we're talking about what it means to be rationally self-interested and why that is the only morality you should pursue. Only place on the planet to hear this, the Iran Brook Show. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Alex Dupree, taking a look at traffic. Inbound Eden's a bit of a slow patch. Foster to Montrose, Lake Cook to the Junction at 21 minutes, but no problems on that outbound ride. Kennedy Yeno here to downtown at 31 from the Junction 21. Lawrence to Ohio, lots of red lights there. Outbound ride looks good. Ike, not a bad spot at all. Stevenson in. The Ryan to Lakeshore Drive, that's been tied for a while now, continues to be. 355 to the drive at 36 from the Tri-State 25 from Cicero 12. No problems on the outbound ride. The Ryan in 95th to downtown at 24, and you're still going to see that trouble spot from the Stevenson to the Burn Circle interchange, but that's about it. There are no problems on the reverse ride of the Ryan. It's currently 78 and mostly cloudy in Chicago. Tonight, 64 with thunderstorms. Tomorrow, 79. Partly cloudy. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For 30 years, the Ayn Rand Institute has been on the front lines of the culture wars, introducing millions of students to Ayn Rand's books and ideas, educating young intellectuals who now teach at universities around the world, and speaking out in defense of free speech, free markets, free minds. You can join their battle for reason, individualism, and capitalism here in Chicago and around the nation by making your contribution today at AynRand.org/support. That's AYNRAND.org/SUPPORT.
Somewhere in America, at just this moment as you sit listening to this radio show, there's a young person waiting to discover Ayn Rand's novels, waiting to have his or her life changed by the beauty of Ayn Rand's art and the logic of her ideas. Through ARI's Free Books to Teachers program, we have delivered more than 3 million copies of Ayn Rand's books to schools in every state. You can help us reach young minds today. Make your tax-deductible contribution now at AynRand.org/support.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Just text the word trial to 313131. And you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text TRIAL to 313131 and get started for free right now. Again, text TRIAL to 313131.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
No traditional conservative view, nor the standard libertarian ones. Welcome back to the discussion of Ayn Rand's radical fundamental principles of freedom. This is the Yaron Brook Show on AM 560, The Answer.
So what are the values? What are the values of 1%? I'm talking about values, not material values. I'm talking about the kind of the spiritual, the key values, the ethical values, the moral values, the need to guide your life to be a good life, to be a flourishing life. And we talked about one, think. Be rational. Two, the second virtue, be productive. So the values, the productiveness is linked to a really important value, and that is everybody needs a purpose in life. We need to know that we're working towards something, towards some goal, towards something meaningful to us, towards something that we can really buy into. And you can have lots of purposes in life, but for most of us, almost everybody, our purpose is our career. That's where we spend most of our time. That's where we spend most of our energy. That's where we do most of our thinking. And you need to have some kind of purpose. And having a great career is a great purpose. You know, becoming if you're an artist, becoming a great artist, that's a great purpose. If you're a programmer, becoming the best programmer you can be. If you're an entrepreneur, starting businesses, making money from those businesses, and starting another business after you've I don't know, exited one business, being a serial entrepreneur, that's a great purpose. Being the best janitor in the world, that's a good purpose. At any level of production, at any level that you have a career, at any level that you work, finding a purpose. Now, the purpose sometimes can be a hobby because, I don't know, you can't make money at your purpose. But that's not ideal. The ideal is when your purpose and your career match up. Sometimes your purpose can be a hobby. But you've got to have a purpose in life for you, a purpose that gives meaning to your life. And again, productiveness is the virtue that leads to purpose. Productiveness is the virtue that where you're focused on survival and success, and it integrates to a purpose, career, usually, as I said, a career. The third value that I think is important, so reason, purpose. The third one is self-esteem. Self-esteem is a sense that each one of us has or not, that we belong on this earth, that we're good, that we can take on the world and we can achieve, we can be successful, we can be happy, we can flourish, that the world is there for our taking. Self-esteem is a great sense to have. You can't be happy. You cannot be happy unless you have self-esteem. Self-esteem is the notion that no matter what people say about you, no matter how much they attack you, it doesn't matter. It's your judgment. It's your mind. It's your thinking. That's what matters. If somebody attacks you, if somebody criticizes you, they're either right or they're wrong. If they're wrong, why do you care? If they're right, you should thank them because you learned something from it. That's self-esteem. When you have that kind of attitude towards criticism. And you can see people who become very defensive, people who get angry when they're being criticized, don't have great self-esteem. All right. So the values, the key values, reason, purpose, self-esteem, the virtues that achieve those values, thinking, being rational, that's the key one. That's everything else is just an application of that. Being productive, finding your career, pursuing it seriously, taking it seriously, using your mind in every part of it. if one uses your mind seriously, then one has to be honest. Honesty is a virtue, but not because of lying to other people. That's bad too. But primarily, the most important person you should not lie to is yourself. Because to be rational, to value reason, means to be committed to facts, means to be committed to reality, means to be committed to the truth. If you lie, if you're dishonest to yourself or to others, you're rejecting a commitment to fact. You're rejecting a commitment to the truth, and therefore you're rejecting reason. You're rejecting rationality. You're rejecting thinking. If you put in your mind falsehoods, either on purpose or by accident, your conclusions are going to be false. You're screwing up with the machinery of thinking. There's a term in computers called garbage in, garbage out. Dishonesty means garbage in. Now, we also talked about the fact that, you know, an important aspect of happiness is having great relationships with people who you value. Love. Love is really, really important in life. Love is so valuable. Love requires honesty. It requires being rational. It requires having self-esteem. You're not going to have self-esteem if you lie. Ask Bernie Madoff. You know Bernie Madoff, the guy who did the pyramid scheme, who stole money from his best friends, who lied to his family? Zero self-esteem. Zero happiness. Yeah, he was rich. But because he lied, because every dollar he got was through corruption, he didn't earn a single dime. He never had a sense of success. He never had a sense that he was competent, that that life was a good thing. No. He couldn't look people in the eye. He couldn't talk to his friends and his family because he was lying to them. He was lying to them. And it was destructive. It was eating his soul. Because love requires honesty. It requires trade. It requires. Anyway, Bernie Madoff was pathetic. Don't be pathetic. Rationality, productiveness, honesty. And we'll get to the others after this break.
When The Fountainhead was first published more than 70 years ago, Ayn Rand's bold literary vision and groundbreaking philosophy of individualism captured the world's attention. Initially rejected by 12 publishers as too intellectual, the novel became an instant classic and continues to provoke heated debates. What motivates a creative thinker? Is it a selfless desire to benefit mankind, a hunger for fame, fortune, and accolades, the need to prove superiority, or is it a self-sufficient drive to pursue a creative vision independent of others' needs or opinions? Ayn Rand addresses these questions through her portrayal of Howard Roark, an innovative architect who, as she puts, struggles for the integrity of his creative work against every form of social opposition. It's also the story of his love affair with a woman who seeks to defeat him. The Fountainhead is as relevant today as it was when Rand first penned it. The novel was also a personal landmark for Rand. In Howard Roark, she presented for the first time the uniquely Ayn Rand hero, man as he could be and ought to be. Order your copy today at Amazon.com.
If you have termites invading your home, there's just one thing you want. You want them gone before they start causing thousands of dollars in damage. That's why you want to call Terminix, because Terminix is your most effective solution for termite protection. Call now and we'll give you a free termite inspection. 1-800-300-9035. Terminix is the nation's leading provider of termite and pest control services, backed by more than 85 years' experience. We'll stop those damaging invaders in their tracks. We can also defend your home against future invasions and the damage they may cause with our ultimate protection guarantee. If they come back, so will we. Defend your home now before termites start causing expensive damage with the effective choice in termite protection. It's your home, not theirs. Call Terminix today for a free termite inspection. 1-800-300-9035. That's 1-800-300-9035.
Ultimate protection guarantee not available on every plan. Limitations apply. Call for details.
Intrigued, inspired, and possibly even angered. Welcome back to the Yaron Brooks Show. On AM 560, The Answer.
So in the pursuit of happiness, in the pursuit of one's own self-interest, what are the values and virtues one should try to gain? What are the virtues, the actions one should take in life? Well, we've been talking about reason, purpose, self-esteem, as being the most important values, the things one wants to act and to keep. You wanna pursue reason. You wanna have a purpose, and you wanna gain self-esteem. You wanna feel good about yourself and believe in yourself and have that energy to pursue your values. But what kind of virtues they require? Well, we talked about rational thinking, being productive and being honest. Honest is so important. Without honesty, you cannot have self-esteem. Without honesty, you cannot be rational. Without honesty, you cannot have love. You cannot have healthy, good relationships. What do relationships require? They require another one of these virtues, justice, treating people the way they deserve. Not everybody the same. That's not justice. That's not fairness. But treating people the way they deserve. And that's ultimately what friendship is about. If somebody deserves your attention, if somebody deserves you relating with them, you loving them, you caring about them, then it would be unjust not to give them that care, not to have that relationship. So justice and honesty are crucial to human relationships. Independence. To think, only you can think. Nobody can do the thinking for you. To live, only you can live. Nobody can live for you. Nobody can eat for you. You have to take care of yourself. It is your responsibility to evaluate your own thinking, to judge it, to determine whether it's good or not, and to live by it. So you have virtues, you have values, but then you have to live by those virtues and values, and that's called integrity. And what would be the point? How can you be happy? In a sense, you can't be honest if you're not living by the values you believe in. That's what integrity is. If you're not living by the values that promote your own life, if you're not living by the values that help you, that guide you towards the pursuit of your own happiness, you cannot be successful in life. That's integrity. Finally, and I don't have any time to talk about this, but finally, the virtue of pride. The virtue of pride means a commitment to being really, really good at living, at being alive, at pursuing happiness. Really, really, really good at pursuing the most important values of reason, purpose, and self-esteem. But really, really good in executing on the virtues of rationality, productiveness, honesty, independence, integrity, justice, of being the best human being you can be. That's what pride is about. Pride is about seeking to be the best that you can be, living the best life that you can live, and being rewarded for it with self-esteem. Self-esteem is the result of living a pride-filled life. You see? This is not standard morality. Usually people tell you to be humble. Now, I'm not talking about pride in the sense of boastfulness. I'm talking about pride in the sense of ambition, in a sense of wanting to have the best life that you can have, and in a sense of patting oneself on the shoulder when one achieves something, not denying oneself, not ridiculing oneself, not saying, well, what can one accept from life, but striving, achieving. So today's show is all about rational self-interest. I want you to be rationally self-interested. I want you to have the best life that you can have by pursuing your reason. You're listening to Your Own Book Show, the only show in the world dedicated to the pursuit of self-interest.
This has been the Yaron Brook Show with your radical for capitalism host, Yaron Brook. Keep the discussion going. Log on to AynRand.org, your portal to the Ayn Rand Institute. Learn how to apply Ayn Rand's principles in your own life. And make sure you tune in next Saturday afternoon at 4 for another hour of dynamic Ayn Rand discussion. The Yaron Brook Show on AM 560. The Answer.
The Ayn Rand Institute campus is an exciting online destination offering free e-courses on Ayn Rand and her revolutionary philosophy of objectivism. Whether you recently picked up your first Rand book or have been reading her novels and nonfiction for years, ARI Campus has something for you. On campus, you'll discover a variety of multimedia courses.